The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the inside of a burn barrel, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me, like every week, is my good buddy and right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez. In the studio, Dogwater, Dick, and Nate, as usual. Boy, Chewy's back in Studio B, and here in the studio, we've got Jake Houston and the Tin Can String Band.
Yeah!
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hi.
How is everybody this week?
Cramped. Good. And hot.
So cramped.
And how about that fucking penis-shaped fire in California?
Yeah. Fuck them. Get your fire under control.
Hey,
motherfucker.
Fuck the guy who started it.
Yeah. Hey, and just remember, one person life, can
dude.
Make a difference.
Yeah. You know, when people say, I want to change the world, I'm all like...
That guy did.
Yeah. That guy deserves to go to prison for the rest of his fucking life.
Well, come on.
Yeah. I'm down for a nice fire, but this is ridiculous.
He's killed a lot of animals.
It was just
fucked up.
Dick move that got out of control.
How many houses? Have they lost houses? Like the weed fire?
No.
The weed fire lost.
Well, no, it has. They've lost structured, but no houses.
No houses. No homes.
Yeah. It's been like utility plants and like utility plants and, well, crap people need for, you know, the infrastructure of the area.
It kills people but leaves buildings standing.
If there's so much smoke, I drove in from Salt Lake City the other day, and as soon as I left Salt Lake and got onto the salt flats, there was smoke from that fire already way the fuck out there.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, I went to Oregon. There's smoke there. It's as smoky as it is here.
The whole Midwest.
Yeah.
I mean, not Midwest, but Far West hates this guy.
And living on the south end of town, it's weird. Like even on Wells, it'll clear up by morning, and then I go to work and it's nice all day, and then I drive back into town at 5 o'clock and I hit somewhere around Moana on the freeway there, and all of a sudden I hit the wall of smoke that the city's been blanketed in all day since I left.
Stephen King, the man.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
We live in
awesome.
Silent Hill.
Right?
Like, freaking Pyramid Head's going to be coming down the street, clank, clank.
Yeah, I feel like right about this time, basses and cellos and orchestras would do really well just to, you know, play on the side of the street. And
Godzilla moving off in the distance. I can't see Mount Rose, but I can see Gojira.
Now is the best time to go to Virginia City, by the way. It's the most
nice and clear up there.
It's ethereal. No. It's smoky as hell.
Oh, really?
It's
probably beautiful.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Because you got the little cowboy walking down the street. He's the lone... smoky.
And frankly, that shit probably happened once or twice back in the day.
There's some pretty
now, it
big
might have
fires
been from
there.
Like a tire fire nearby.
Cool. The whole fucking city burned down. That's why it stopped being a city.
Twice.
That's why everybody left. Yeah. They're like, this sucks. There's no water to put this out when it gets
down,
started.
Yeah, I wonder what they did to that guy.
There's no pressure.
Again.
We have to throw the water on the damn fire.
Spit
with a
on
bucket.
It.
Well, and, you know, not a whole lot of water.
Ba-dang.
But we all agree it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And
it does make for a nice sunset though.
Yeah.
It's
just really
the right amount. Looking at the positive, pretty sunset.
I stared at the sun today and my eyes didn't burn.
Yep.
So
right.
Jake, it's all right in Jake's book.
How many
How
many fingers am I holding?
You're endorsing this.
Three. Four.
No, you missed that.
Children, don't stare into the sun.
He's not sure. I'm not sure. But hey, everybody, it's good to be back this week. We hope you had a good one, aside from all the smoke. God damn it. I don't even remember what I did this weekend. I hung out with my kid.
Yeah.
I did a lot of we went and painted the set.
Evil Dead?
The Evil Dead, the musical at Good Luck Macbeth.
No.
Yes, you did, sweetheart. You're very proud of yourself.
What?
We saw you.
Will you just pay attention to little shit?
What did he say?
Nothing, honey.
We saw you handing out flyers too. That was cute.
Yeah, yeah. She went around with me and we put up flyers. I made her stand in the doorway at bars.
I saw you and Rico. I actually saw her go into the bar at Foxy Olive when I was driving down Lake Street the other day.
Nick and Mikey were sitting at the corner there, and she ran in for the hug.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, yeah. My daughter was in Foxy and Jubbs, and yeah.
That's super. Cool. That's
just for a second. Doing getting
business.
Her
started. Oh, right. Yeah. We're doing business.
She's not, she wasn't in there drinking.
She's not getting a drink yet.
Jub Jub says FYD.
Yes, we do.
Jub Jub says F your D.
Is that what they said?
Hey. What have I told you about that, honey?
She meant soda pop.
I bet. That. Well, of course. What else would she mean?
What else?
Tom's on me.
No,
we can do half now.
That's where I was trying to lead with that, but Rick didn't pick up what I was putting down.
Oh, a little bit of Coca Jobs.
Could like do half of it right now and half after the show. No.
That's a good formula. Though.
I think we should do
that's
it all.
That's perfect.
Teaching them young the solid principles of life.
Right. Yeah, it's all about moderation.
It's non-specific, but we just get that principle in her head. She'll just understand.
Yeah. We'll just do it all before the show because we might not need it after.
It is Reno, right?
If somebody dies. Right.
Or there's more.
Yeah. Really.
There's always more.
No, we hung out at home and did fatherly daughter things and went to the theater. And don't forget... tickets are on sale now at Brown Paper Tickets for Evil Dead the Musical. Opening night is sold out over a week in advance, and Saturday's getting close. Every night has tickets sold, and according to the new managing director over at Good Luck Macbeth, Mr. Chris Daniels, otherwise known as Ginger Devine, they're going fast. So we are selling out, people. If you haven't got your ticket yet, please get it now. You can also pick them up at the box office or by calling Good Luck Macbeth, and I don't have that phone number.
You can look it up on your phone. Look it up, yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. And Rig, I got you a cool poster, didn't I?
It's fantastic. I'm going to put it with my. One of these days, I'm going to frame all of my Merry Anarchy posters and that one and have like a little
Rocky
Hall of
ones.
Fame of all the shit that's.
Maybe once
gone
you get
on
your new place, you'll
your
be able to
studio
have more wall space.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The new studio.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be.
And
awesome.
There'll be room for my gold records that I'm going to.
Your goldfish.
Well, I'm actually just going to get a record and spray paint it gold.
And then you'll, like, next to all the records, you're going to have these big steel rings on the wall that nobody will quite understand.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll show people later.
Certain people.
Certain people.
Certain people after the show.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Every
wow, these
night.
Are really nice awards, Rick.
How'd you get these rings from?
Oh, you know the Gacy, the killer, the clown killer,
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. He all of those
JW.
Fit young men. He overpowered them by telling them he wanted to show them a magic trick. Just put these handcuffs on. Yeah, and then you wind up in a crawl space, dead. Yeah.
Ladies, boys maggots. Are stupid. Think about that.
Right, exactly.
Boy,
so there you
oh boy.
Go. There's your tip of the day. Right.
I don't know if I can endorse that last message.
I don't even know where I was going with that. Nick, what did you do? How was your weekend?
It was pretty cool. Thursday night I went and saw Kevin Smith's new movie, Tusk.
Yeah?
And while I thought it was really well done movie, it fucking disturbed me, and I still haven't stopped thinking about it every day since. You should go see it if you like weird shit. And,
all right.
You know, there's a little bit of funny in it, but mostly it's a horror story, and... It's like a really bad nightmare.
So it's not your typical Kevin Smith, what you've come to expect kind of thing.
No, right. It's in with the Red State category, but I think he even pushed it farther, and it's just even a little better of a movie than that.
Cool. If,
but I'm a weirdo. I like shit like that. So.
Movie time with Nick Ramirez.
That was cool. And then Saturday we showed Nowhere Nevada
a
couple times at the Morris Hotel outside.
That art car drive-in?
Yeah, that was really good.
I heard that was well attended.
Yeah, the 8 o'clock show had a full crowd. And under the lights of Reno and outdoors, it was just probably one of my favorite screenings so far.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. And cathartic. And then Sunday... what did I do Sunday? I did something yesterday. That was
saw
really
you at
cool.
Foxy.
Oh yeah, we got to jam out all day. I had rehearsal with Candy Shop and then jammed out. So that's my weekend in a nutshell.
Nice.
Me and Mikey jammed out after that and picked up some rando musicians from the bar and we're like, "You want to jam? It's right over here." They're all fuck yeah, and they came over and we made up music. You know, it was super
hell
fun.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really cool.
That's awesome, dude.
Good stuff.
That's really cool.
Totally.
Sweet. Which, hey, Chewy,
yeah,
hi.
What's up? What's happening?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be home.
How's the mines?
The mines are putting out a lot of shit.
You look sexy in your work uniform.
Thank you.
Yeah, refer to...
I get
to
a lot of that.
Worstlittlepodcast.com. Go look at the picture.
That's a picture of me last week's episode. Working inside a dissolver for a soda ash plant.
Wow. Oh. Where, what town were you in?
I was in Green River, Wyoming for a few weeks, and I can tell you it's nice to be home.
You didn't have the time of your life? And
it wasn't bad. They're friendly there and stuff, but I mean, it sucks out there, really.
Wyoming?
Freebasing with gays.
But they say they're not gay. Sidewalks roll up at 7 p.m. kind of?
Yeah, well, I first got to town there. It was a Sunday night, and I thought I'd go get my groceries and get some beer for the room. And then they said, well, we don't sell beer after 8 p.m. in Green River at grocery stores. I was like, fuck.
All right. Yeah. How long did you have to work for?
But they have drive-through liquor stores where you can actually just drive up and buy them till 10 p.m., so it was all right.
That's fuck. Weird.
Yeah. They'll actually sell fuck you a yeah. shot in a plastic shot glass through a window in your car, but they won't sell you
Are
beer
you
after
serious?
8. Yeah. That was
how
amazing.
Was that? How was that legal at all?
Well, I don't know, but it was kind of cool. Yeah, they say, well, we'll give you the
Go
alcohol
Green
if you
River.
Want to drink it in your car. That's your problem.
Right. And they'll serve you a single shot, and you're going to
so
carry
what,
that
have,
home.
You don't have open container laws? They said, no, we do. We're just selling you the liquor. If you drink it in your car or drive around with it, that's your problem. So, really, they say that's your problem, yeah.
How long were you there for?
I was in Green River for 2 weeks. And I was in Wickenburg, Arizona for a couple weeks before that.
No, I mean, how long were you in the drive-thru?
Oh, the drive-thru?
Oh.
like maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a quick
12-pack of Bush and a shot of whiskey.
What was Arizona like?
Arizona was nice. I got to go down to Phoenix. Yeah, it was warm. It was 110 degrees when I was in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was hot.
What about in the mine thing you were doing? Was it worse?
Typical. I was working night shift, so it was like maybe 90 degrees out.
Yeah. Boy.
It was cool, though. I'm really glad to be back in Reno.
Well, welcome back. We're glad to
Thanks,
have you,
dude.
Yeah.
Somebody decided
it's been
to
forever.
We made a cake for you, and there were candles and everything, but this dude just, like, threw it into the brush.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Then we beat his ass.
And now there's a forest fire.
You can see the bruises still.
Like that, the forest fire, we were doing something nice for you, but this
really,
douche, just, like, yeah,
so this whole thing's
it.
My fault.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah, my bad.
For being so cool.
I apologize.
Couldn't help it.
Anyway, Rick, your turn.
Oh, fuck. I recorded
I
a bunch
care.
Of people. Don't listen.
He says this every week.
No. Yeah, it's the same thing. You just, like, play my last tape. I recorded, four different bands working on their projects and met with, Rigorous Proof and, Karma, which is a little bit of the Grim Tones. Well, actually, it's all the Grim Tones and a little bit of the Canes.
Both the Grim Tones.
Yeah, both the Grim Tones and the Canes got together and started a new band, and they're working on a single
Karma.
Over here. Karma.
They're very mysterious.
Right. And at the end of the show, I will tell you when their premiere show is happening.
I have inside information.
So you got to stick around to find that out.
Yes.
But
yes.
You don't get to know it.
But fuck them right now, because I've seen a lot of them, and so I don't care.
Well, that's cool. They're
right
finally just doing that band.
They're hella fucking fun.
Welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hi.
Jesus Christ, Samantha, you never leave.
Oh. I know. What is this, your
Welcome back
show
to the show, Samantha Gates.
Always Samantha.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You want to go around the room? Who
sure.
We got on base?
We got Ivan Drago, the Russian boxer. He is wearing boxing gloves while he plays bass. It's a pretty amazing set.
It's tough
it's
sometimes.
Now, how easy it actually is to play bass when you can do it with boxing gloves on?
Well, it's easy because he's black.
You'd be surprised, actually. Wait. Ivan Drago was white, though, isn't he?
I don't know.
Like your mom.
Martin Luther was white.
All right.
Are there black Russians?
Our mom's listening to this.
There are black Russians.
I love your
They're
mom.
They're delicious.
Yeah, well, your mom's been on this show, so.
You guys are brother and sister.
Quite, yes.
Both oh, games. Holy shit.
Oh,
I didn't put
I
that together.
I was unaware of that.
Oh, my God. And I know I've seen pictures of you, and I didn't even put that together, that you are.
Yeah. Now.
Oh, my God. It's so, Carolyn's other spawn.
Your mom's been on the show. She knows what happens here.
Oh, wow.
She let you come on.
Oh,
she
the quiz is going to be so
us.
Uncomfortable.
No, it'll be good.
She listened to my last quiz, and she told me that she was proud.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good. Carolyn rocks balls.
Yeah. You're not eligible for the quiz today, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to leave it.
You've taken it so many fucking times.
You've taken it within the last 3 months.
Let her take it again.
Has anything changed since then?
Sexually.
Nope.
It's probably good you don't do the quiz then.
Yeah, but your brother's going to take the quiz.
Yeah. Talk so much of quizzes, you guys all just go blow Rick.
Shh, don't give it away.
Okay, okay.
No, that's actually true.
And then,
Mom.
And then moving along, we've got the big man of the hour. Shut up, honey, or I'm going to break your little fucking fingers.
My daddy is the best.
And you say that. Good girl. We practiced that.
Jake Houston.
Howdy. How you doing, Jake?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Are you the man in the band?
I am the man.
The man. Like, you do all the writing.
He wears
and you
the
just
pants.
Tell these plebeians what they should play,
No.
Pretty much.
Is that the way it goes?
Hey there.
Do you guys write together?
Well, I mean, like,
or do you write really crappy songs and they make it awesome?
Well, sometimes that happens. Sometimes I write really crappy songs and it's just as bad when we're done.
Excellent.
We do what we can.
Are you right up on your mic?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just be right
remember
up on
seeing
it. Like with your mouth right up against that pop filter that's had everybody else's
do
mouth.
Don't be
it.
Gross,
see, that's
Rick.
Why, you know, did you disinfect it?
Yeah, within the past 6 months.
with his balls.
With his balls. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Exactly.
The password is Rick's balls.
I just want to hear your voice on the thing that my balls touched. So keep that real close.
It really gets
thank
me
you.
Going.
I like
I'd like to compliment you, Mr. Jake Houston. You're really awesome at the Folk Fest, at the Burner Folk Fest.
Thank you.
Great
thank
job.
That's where we both first met
then.
Him.
Yeah.
Thank and you. He's got his name on his acoustic guitar. It doesn't get much more
immensely.
Badass than that. Yep. And I will not forget your name.
There's no guessing, yeah.
Yeah, I painted it myself, too.
So that's painted on. That's not stickers.
Yep.
No.
Rad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're talented.
Thank you.
That looks really
good.
That's
tight.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I'm happy with it. It looks better from far away, and you can't see the fucked up brush strokes.
Look at it close to be all.
No,
oh,
but
okay.
I'll say your lettering style is great because I look across it; it all follows like it's a thicker on one side, thinner on the other, and the two O's are pretty dead on. So,
right on.
Like, yeah, well,
thank you.
I'm a student of the word and the print and the text, and that's good shit, man.
Thanks, the
man.
Wood.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
Wood.
Yeah, you're a student of the wood, all right.
And who do we have here? What's your role in the band?
I'm the manager.
What's your name?
I'm Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
How you doing, Cheyenne?
I'm good.
Welcome to the
show.
She's
the brains of the operation.
Have you ever heard
this? She is the brains of the operation.
Have you ever heard this show?
I have not. I have not.
So maybe as a manager, you might want to screen
You might
want to
start
I
screening shows
I need to do
in
my
the
homework.
Future.
Bunch of rascals.
This might not be the first thing you want to put on their press kit as a live appearance.
We kid.
No, it's going to be good music. Everybody'll be real impressed.
How has your weekend been?
It was good.
It was
like
good.
Collectively, individually, however you want to take it.
Well, my birthday was Saturday.
Yeah. Hey!
Jake turned 21 this weekend.
Yay,
good
me.
Lord. You just turned 21.
Yeah.
I'd at least give you another 2 years on that.
It's all downhill from here, pal.
Yeah, I keep hearing that, you know, and I kind of believe it.
Well,
you
know. A lot of it is your monsterness on stage. You know,
right.
Got a little bit of salt that belies your age.
Thank you. Yeah, you thanks, yeah.
Well, if you have your shit together, your 30s are pretty awesome. So you haven't even reached the good part yet.
No, yeah, the 30s.
Life gets
are
better
killer.
And better until
if
you're
you
dead.
Have your shit. No, that's not true.
Not for everyone, but
I clean for old people, for and they want to die mostly. So
they're just hanging out, waiting.
Yeah,
looking.
And then
watch.
They give you furniture.
Right, we're surrounded by old people furniture.
That's where all your furniture came from, then, Rick.
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
That explains it.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
You have really good taste. Nah, it's just from dead people.
It's from dead old people. Yeah,
but Rick already could have been a golden girl before he got any of that furniture.
Yeah. I was going for the who's that crazy lady in the movie about the 19. Fuck, I forgot the name of it.
19.
Forget I said anything.
My favorite year.
Let's do that.
Sunset Boulevard. I want to be like the house in Sunset Boulevard. That's
I'm ready for my close-up.
Exactly. Thank you. Somebody saw it.
I was thinking, oh, shit, what's the name of that movie? Harold and Maude.
Oh,
you always want to be like Maude.
Quite that. Live in a railroad car. Fucking I've collected quite a lot of stuff in my time. Yeah, but it's incidental, not integral. That's what she says. I don't know what it means. Should we have a song yet?
I think
it's time for music.
Time for music.
All
right.
Well, all set right. this up a little.
Did you guys tune it all? It's folk music. That doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I did tune. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're playing fiddle.
Oh, no, I call it country.
Stand-up bass. But, straight-up country, right?
Yeah, yeah, and then tuning's important. I heard if you go to Nashville and you play out of tune, they just kill you and throw you in a dumpster.
That's why Nashville sucks.
Yeah, that's why we're in Reno. All right, this one's... All right, this one is one, it's a newer one of ours. It's called, what do we decide to call that, Ivan?
Two Friends?
Two Friends? Yeah, we'll go with that. That's what we're calling it tonight. So.
That's the working title.
Two Friends, one bass.
Yeah, there could be worse. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Out this morning, and I ain't heard you all day. Looks like you just quit trying. Now I'm grieving in my own special way. I got a bottle of bourbon. Chest is full of Lone Star beer, so I don't need you to come back around as long as these two are here. Suspicions tell me you're cheating. Now my hands are in the air. These cold elixirs are helping to sort out your sordid affairs. I got a half drink bottle on the counter, and all the ice just got is two more beer. But I don't need you to come back around as long as these two are here. Looks like I need another fifth and a case.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Great,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So it's like if you lost your dog and you lost your job and your wife left you, you would go to your show and fit right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy knows what I'm talking about.
Now that's original, right?
Yes.
Nice. Man, yeah, no, and that's chords. Like, that's old school.
There is honey on your voice tonight, Jake.
Thank you.
Skunk.
That's some old school country. That ain't no
that's the real
goddamn
deal.
Country rock.
Hey, Nate, right? Can you bring me a beer,
the flashy
please?
City boys with their shiny, tight
sons
pants.
Sons of bitches.
I'm good.
You didn't see the shirt, did you?
No, I didn't.
I'm wearing O.
What you
the
got?
The back of it says, fuck pop country. So that's pretty much
that's
what
right.
I live
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Pop country is so awful, and country, like true country music, is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to stick to it. So yep. I think we do all right.
How do you feel about Jerry Reed?
Oh, Jerry Reed's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what category.
How do you
fit
feel
into.
About Hank 1, 2, and 3?
All
individually.
Yeah, well, Hank Williams, you know, he's kind of started everything
Godfather,
besides Jimmy
yeah.
Rogers. You know, he put it in the limelight, which, you know, he did more for it than anybody. Hank Jr., you know, he surprisingly, you know, did his own thing, and he didn't
but
really.
He made the pop thing happen.
Huh? You can blame the popping on
you. You're wrong about that.
No. The obvious.
He wrote some really great country songs.
Yeah, he did.
True, but then he kind of did a little Elvis Michael Jackson thing where he goes crazy with the excesses and success, and then ceases to be as relevant as he could have been.
Drugs. Yeah, blame that on drugs. Now I blame Garth Brooks for the whole. That was bad. And
for sure. He was the golden spike, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I bet you Garth Brooks is
The tracks were laid before him, but Garth Brooks was that last spike.
Right. No, that's true. Sure. No, the thing I like about the Hanks, if we may.
We may.
They all do their own thing, you know what I mean? Nobody was riding off the coattails of the others.
Right.
Like, a famous person's child probably would.
No, they all stand on their own merit as pretty talented people, I would say.
Yeah, but I think Three's done a lot too for bringing back.
He's a bad.
I want to say I love
school.
Number Three.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We know number Three's always your favorite, Rick.
Number Three's the best.
Hank Three.
The white pee. In me, Louis.
The white pee.
And it, right.
Always back to the dick.
I didn't mean so that. Did just suck this back into dicks and jizz. I'm
don't
sorry.
Be okay. gross. Come on. You just sucked it back into dicks.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Dick. How many dicks is that?
Yeah, sure, I missed you guys.
A lot of dicks. How many? It's a whole bag of.
How
boners.
Many licks does it take to get to the center of this dicky pop?
Can we soundbite that?
Who's talking off mic terribly?
That's me.
Ivan's still standing up.
Why would you still stand up? It's a scary show. I know.
We'll have you guys do a double.
It is kind of
it's
awkward.
A bad,
it's
weird thing.
To sit down than most people.
What I said
he's
was
the tallest guy, and then he's got to stand
cool,
up. With
especially when he's got a stiffy.
And then he's
really
got the shortest chair.
What I said was, how many dicks would a big prick sick if a big prick could sick him?
All right, stand back up.
That's what I've got. we saw you at the Morris Folk Fest at the end of the summer here. Have you guys literally just formed in that amount of time?
Yes.
Yeah, we our first show we played on what was it?
The
29th of August. August. And I think
that was
we put
a few
in
weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had maybe 3 weeks
of
to
practice.
Prepare for that.
And you already got on the podcast?
I know,
you guys
right?
are amazing.
We've got connections. I don't
Boom.
Know.
Ah, that's true.
I didn't even. You guys didn't even reach out to me.
I
you
gave.
Weren't, you weren't like, hey, we're friends with Sam. She's in a band. Let's support her.
I know. I didn't know. I gave Jake my card at the Folk Festival, and he got back to me. And by the time he did, the band had already
formed.
Gotten together.
It
and I was like, yeah. Oh, and I was like, okay, I want to have you on the show. Oh, and you want to bring Sam and somebody else? All right, cool. Like, she knows how this works.
Yeah.
Great. So that's awesome. Well, I'm glad to have the beginning of the blossom here on the show.
Yeah, it's almost an exclusive in itself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is probably the first anyone's going to hear you of you who didn't go to your show last week.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a lot of shows lined up in the near, or are you taking your time with being out there?
We take a little bit of our time because we like to, you know, we want to be very diversified in our set lists, you know, and that's important to us just because we don't want to be, you know, same old shit every time. You know, we like to bring something new to the table
sexually.
We are playing
I was just thinking that like 2 minutes ago.
We are playing next Saturday. We're going to be playing at the Cantina in Sparks. Los Tres Hombres. They are doing it's a benefit concert pretty much, and all the proceeds go directly to the Nevada National Guard Family Readiness Group program.
Oh, sweet.
So
cool. It's quite a name.
Yeah,
family,
right?
Family Readiness Group Program. What is that?
Yeah, basically.
He doesn't know. He just read it off his phone.
I did read it off his phone. I'm reading the email.
Out him
so
like
just,
that.
Yeah, hey,
no one
come
can
on now.
See Sam.
No,
he was sounding smooth and professional there, Sam. Let that ride.
Yeah, no. So from my understanding, it's a group. They send care packages to local troops overseas, and they also do things for families at home who are a little down in the dumps, you know, can't afford stuff.
Very
excellent.
Cool.
Things like that.
Very
so,
cool.
You know,
a totally worthy cause. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And we, it's got a whole lineup. They're doing like a couple singer-songwriter things where they, like four of them will be on stage and they play, and it starts at 4. Then there's 4 bands. We go on at 8:45 to 9:30.
Nice.
And, big window.
Yeah. And then
Who are the other bands playing?
Yeah, that's a good
set. Yeah, they
instruments.
Do, at four, from 4 to 5, they do like the singer-songwriter round. From 5 to 6, Wanders On is playing. 6 to 7, they're doing another singer-songwriter round. 7 to 8 is The Derailment. 8 to 8:45 is Guitar Woody and the Boilers.
Heard of them.
Yes, and then us, and then Guitar Woody and the Boilers play again.
Cool. These guys have been around for like 30 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so we got that, and then what else? We'll be playing in Carson City at the Spoke. It's on the corner of Highway 50 and Deer Run Road. It's like a bar.
Cool.
We're playing
something like that.
Yeah, we're playing
so some bar in the middle of the desert outside of Carson.
I think
it's right by Carson Masonry.
I think it's 18 and
it's right,
up until
it's right next
time.
To the tree and the car with the lights on and the open hole in the ground.
There's kind of a mountain of
there's
the distance.
There's an old oak tree. There's a well.
So you might not see it. Just keep walking.
Yeah.
There might be a guy standing around with a baseball bat or a shovel.
Find the North Star and follow it. There's a trail of breadcrumbs. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. No,
We'll plant the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, we'll put a flag out or something.
Is the show at the Spoke just you guys? Or are you playing with someone else,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's just us. We'll be playing from 8 to 11. I believe it's all ages until a certain time period when because they have a kitchen.
You guys
they
got that
food.
Much material? Three
yeah.
hours?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We play three
well,
hours.
We're working on it. I mean,
dang.
I don't want
that's Jesus. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No nonsense here, so...
So does that mean you could play us another song?
Yeah, we definitely could.
Could you play two more songs?
We only brought one song.
Yeah, we could play
out
it
out
again.
Of that 3-hour material.
Yeah, we're
only brought one song. Okay.
Yeah, no, we have another one. Another original. This one's called...
Yeah,
you got something
stand
that's
up.
Like banging?
All right, I'll stay. Like,
and then banging. Let's ask Ivan a question once he's standing
an original
up.
That like really cooks?
Well, this one...
Are
you
saving
the next two I got lined up. We got one that's... pretty fast and kind of, you know, jumpy and, hey, you want to dance to the podcast type thing? That's what we're going to do last.
All right, all right.
Okay. These next two, they're a little more, you know, like...
thoughtful?
Metaphysical, yeah, type of stuff. So, yeah, this one's called Maybe.
You love me.
we can live out a fairy tale. Sitting and rotting in this living hell.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that was rad.
I really like that.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, do another one.
Yeah, let's do it back to back. Double right. shot.
Yeah. This one's called...
We'll work you.
Hold me. Another original.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that to Rory. That's the name of the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely the name of the song is Hold Me. It's-
so yeah.
D. Oh, D. Right.
Down yeah. there.
D for D down there.
For down there.
Yeah, down there. All right. Let's. Okay.
Yeah. I think I sang this to Rory when we were camping.
Yeah. No.
All right, here goes.
Left a hard pack of cigarettes cold on me night. Tried and it failed, so I took my tail and ran back these neon lights. Told her yes, I played the wrong hand. So I said and we girl off the street, I just want these ones, man. So lady, don't make me leave. Just hold me, lady of the night. My life's been filled with disgrace. My heavy heart, even Jesus can't say. Thank the man. Stay here in this shameless place. Lady, don't make me leave. Being in your arms is just what I need. So please hold. Be here beside you is right. So just hold me, lady of the night. To be here beside
That's nice. So sad.
But it's really good.
I'm so alone. Yeah. You know, nobody ever just puts their arms around me. And your fucking songs remind me of it.
Sorry. Rick, come on. Somebody does. Somebody does wrap their arms around you every night. It's called you.
Right. It sucks sometimes.
It's your best friend.
Dude, it sucks being in your 40s and gay.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I'd rather have.
Well, I mean,
I bet.
No.
Allegedly,
he's not even 40.
Allegedly, I'd rather have red hair.
Yeah, really. No, it's true. Past 35 and you're gay, you're just dead. Goodness.
No, there's plenty of other old gay people, isn't there?
And they're all trying to bang 22-year-olds.
And they're all sad and creepy.
Maybe there's a nice
22-year-old
out there.
Yeah, no, they don't.
There's like Patrick Stewart. No, is he?
Hey, why don't you meet some guy around your age at
the
bar and say, hey, why don't you come back to my house and work out a little bit?
Ian McClellan, he's a
known homosexual.
He's an advocate, I think.
He's at least a sympathizer. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Like that. A homosexual sympathizer. That explains my experiences between 1992 and 5.
That's what I need right now, is somebody who will sympathize with my homosexuality to the point of having gay sex.
Empathize.
Right. Oh, I went to the Episcopal Church here in town over the weekend.
How was that?
Yeah. Episcopal aliens,
the old
cool
one.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing. I kept going to churches that hate gays, which is cool because they got good sermons
and
stuff.
Try out the Lutherans,
but
man, they're good too.
But
you like all that wrath
out
of God shit, don't you?
Well, it's fun. But then, you know, you start reading in their stuff and they're all, and we hate the Boy Scouts because they let gay scouts in. They should exclude them and like all this crazy
all
shit.
Sad.
That's just hateful.
And then I go on the Episcopalian side and it's like, yeah, we've accepted gays since 1976. So
yeah,
face.
Yeah. Wow. No, they've always kind of been down the
churches. Yeah, just like that.
The loafers.
Just go to the one downtown.
No, I went to the one here in Sparks, and although it was kind of an older crowd and kind of a calm, it wasn't as in-your-face. Communion was really awesome, and the priest there was hot as balls.
Yikes. Did you work it to that priest?
I would never work it to the priest, but I did. I noticed he had a wedding ring, though.
That's...
But I don't know if that just means he loves God a lot and he can still date me.
I think that's our next
Episcopalians are okay with people.
Or maybe
Yeah, they can totally be married. So
I think "Work It to the Priest" was the best album that they ever put out.
"Work It to the Priest."
Working
by
it
the
to
Episcopalians.
The priest.
We're actually "Work It to the Priest" is a pretty good album title.
We're the Episcopals.
I'm writing that down
because the "pals" insinuates, and you know, the Episcopal, you know.
Work it to the
priest.
Episcopal.
A
Friscopal?
No.
A Friscopalians. Yeah.
Friscopalians.
I think I need to do a full TSA search on you, honey.
Wow. You know what? Since we have so many
I think it's
in
time
here,
to just jump to
we might
it.
Might as well
it's
get
gonna,
to it. Yeah, it's going to be a.
My
a
music.
Long one,
wait,
so.
I'm not even ready.
Get the fuck ready.
My music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Nick, I don't have your list, but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, perverts of all persuasions, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you, my in-studio audience, a series of embarrassing and uncomfortable questions you probably don't want to answer on the internet, and then judge you, somewhat silently at first, but louder by the end. Are you ready to play?
No.
Yes.
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 Sorry.
Help.
And there are no adults in the room. Any rate,
is Ivan old enough for us to ask these questions?
Yes, yes. I'm legal.
Should I call
which
either one
of
your parents?
Which kind
of
legal?
And get...
Street legal or bar legal?
Well, depends.
Cigarette legal?
Cigarette legal, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, fair game.
Old enough.
Exactly.
It's a party.
Yes, I'm old enough for the questions, but I'm 14.
I'm going to ask, starting with you, Cheyenne.
Alrighty.
What is your favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food?
Yeah, when you get loaded, what do you want to eat? What do you crave?
Before I was a vegetarian, I really loved the Jack in the Box tacos because I could afford them, and they didn't taste super bad coming back up. But now that I am a vegetarian...
Does it taste the same coming up as it did?
Yeah, I guess so, actually.
If you're lucky, you can try it twice.
But now that I am a vegetarian, I feel like the right answer would say broccoli, but I don't actually eat broccoli that much.
There's no vegetarian drunk food.
French fries.
What is vegetarian drunk food?
French fries.
Yeah, I guess French fries would be
when I get when I would get really loaded when I was vegetarian, I'd always Jim Boy's fries every goddamn time.
Every goddamn time.
Jim Boy's bean burrito.
Yeah, bean burritos are good drunk food.
Fuck yeah.
Jake Houston.
Yes.
What's your favorite drunk food?
You know, it's a funny story. I got pretty lit up last week at practice, and
yes,
I ordered two fucking pizzas.
Yeah,
and I don't think they ate very much, but they were gone. They were gone.
Within at least like 15 minutes.
Yeah, cheese and pepperoni. You know,
had the salami.
Good answer, yeah. Ivan. Since you've never been drunk, what do you think?
I it's not particularly food, just grease or lard.
Straight up out of a can?
Yeah, in the chemical.
Like the big Crisco-sized can large.
Room temperature or chilled?
You got to warm it up.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably have to say Rice-A-Roni, but that's like being drunk or not being drunk. That's just the favorite.
I thought that was gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is the San Francisco treat.
It's the San Francisco treat, exactly.
Rice-A-Roni's kind of gay.
Which was my old radio DJ name. Except it was
San Francisco Dream.
In the morning.
That's always the best time.
Right. Ivan, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
Yes.
Trapped on a desert island. Who do you sacrifice for? Or who do you cannibalize first? Excuse me.
What if I don't have a brother?
You can substitute your lovely sister.
Okay. Lover or mother?
Have you ever asked this of somebody who the person was sitting in the room?
Mother.
Yes, that's happened a few times, actually.
Actually, yeah, mother, because, well, yeah, no, I think we're good. Me and Sam are good now, so, yeah.
You'd be a good, like, hunting team.
I did. When I took the quiz, I sacrificed him first right off the bat.
I was just thinking that.
Well, that means that you're the only one remaining in the family now.
Yeah.
And your dad.
Awesome, Sam.
Oh, well.
Way to go.
So after you eat mom... Look out. She'll be on your heel. Jake, your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you sacrifice and cannibalize to your own stomach god?
Well, you know, it's kind of fucked up, but probably my brother because he's bigger than any of them. So he'd eat longer.
Yeah, it would last longer. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, not just the meat. You
that's
can
a practical
else.
Marbling.
That's good.
You know.
And Cheyenne, same question to ye.
She's a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
But you're trapped on a desert island. You might run out
might
of fucking coconuts at some point.
I might
point.
Run out of the plants growing on that desert island.
Or ones that you can digest and not be sick over, say.
Okay. Well, my mother did give me life, so I think it's only fair I take hers. So I probably
excellent. I like the rationale as well. You're
I think
doing
you're winning the quiz
very
so far.
Well.
Thank you.
Very well so far. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Okay. In all of history. Okay, I feel like I should say somebody like Adolf Hitler because
we've had him
a
lot.
But you know that would
get real. Get real. Who do you
think? Very common answer.
Angelina fucking Jolie.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Much better. She is a bitch. Like, probably one of the best celebrities. She's like, loves her kids and shit. I know.
Yeah, that pisses me off, too.
And even if you busted her in her mouth,
you just want to take her down.
Yeah.
No one could tell.
Bust in her mouth.
No one could tell.
Bust in her mouth.
She wouldn't even get a fat lip because they're already fucking.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
That is pretty
hot. I like it.
I'm in.
I'll be in my special office after the show. Jake, in all of history, who do you want to have a fist fight with?
You know, there's a lot to choose from, man.
Yeah,
well,
it's a deep
billions.
Field.
Billions of
people. Billions.
You know? It's a deep field of people. Like you know.
Mitt Lang. I'd want to, you know, Mutt Lang.
Mutt Lang.
Yeah, I definitely want to beat
Shania's
the shit out of him. Who cheats on Shania Twain?
That's true. She's a goddess.
A dipshit.
He is an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, he deserves
idiot.
Getting punched
just goes
in the face
to show, it doesn't matter how hot your wife is.
Right.
That's
one
all.
Day.
Well, that's all I have to do.
That's all. It doesn't matter how hot your wife is.
It doesn't matter.
And Ivan.
Pee Wee Herman.
Oh,
that's nice.
Solid choice.
No, that makes me
now,
sad.
Now, Pee-wee or Paul?
Nah, Pee-wee. Just because
okay, okay. He has to be dressed up. And would you get him any? Would you get him like when he's in the theater working it?
No, I get him on his.
How
on
much
his
damage could he do with the
that
one free hand?
That was Paul Rubens. No, Pee-wee never did.
Yeah,
that.
Pee-wee didn't do that. Yeah. Was Paul?
No, you didn't see that episode.
Same
when
guy.
No, I start like chucking.
It was him and Morpheus.
I get him on his bike while he's mobile. I chuck a rock at him at his bike Jumbie. On his bike, and then yeah.
Okay.
Punch him in his
this
face.
Is a pretty good right. variety of people you guys.
I do. I like that answer.
That's very good.
A lot, actually.
Nobody ever says Mutt Lang.
Yeah. That was a first.
Thank you.
What was your first rock show?
Wait, you didn't. Oh, wait. You're right. You're right. Oh, yeah. She's not playing. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
She's played too many.
I'm sure she has funny answers, but she doesn't get to play.
Yeah, yeah. Covered on a previous podcast.
Well, yeah, no, Ivan first. Yeah, what was your first rock show?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh! That's winner. A good one.
And if you don't think that's rock, then you can leave.
Yeah. Oh, God, you goddamn right.
Fuck, he rocks harder at 54 than most guys do.
He's 54?
Mm-hmm.
Ivan knows God. He's exactly.
Well, that's all?
Yeah, he was putting out albums when I was. He was putting out albums before
when I was
in like
fourth grade.
Yeah, when I was before puberty. I remember.
Yeah, no, that's a hard working American musician
Amen.
Right there.
Yeah. God bless
him.
And what a piece of ass. Phenomenal.
He's cute.
Yeah. Just have that hair cascading.
See, it's not so
he's
bad.
An attractive
gay
man.
In your 40s, Rick. Yeah, see?
Right, I just gotta lower my standards. A lot.
They'll probably write a song about you.
Or get me to go camping.
He already did.
Jake Houston, what was your first rock show?
You know, first show I ever went to was Willie Nelson for my 16th
also
birthday.
Also good.
At the Knit.
Nice.
It was right when the Knit opened up.
Wow,
yeah.
You're pretty fucking young.
So,
that
was 5 years ago. I remember when that happened, dude.
Yeah. I saw Willie Nelson five times before that.
I wasn't in town, but that was pretty recent.
Yeah.
But still, it's a good one. Yeah. It's a good first concert. And Cheyenne?
My first concert was The Devil Wears Prada. I didn't actually like them, but I thought I wanted to be seen. But I couldn't be seen because my hair's really curly.
Is that metal?
Well, I can see you like right now.
Story of my life.
Yeah,
Cheyenne.
Really.
I
just wanted to be the scene
level.
Girl who all the boys
well,
loved.
I can see you right now. Like,
oh, okay. But what, no,
this is a past tense thing?
No.
I still
it's
want
a,
it.
It's a people who had puberty in the 2000s kind of thing.
I know. I wanted so badly to fit in. And then I just always turned out looking like the awkward girl who didn't brush her hair. Still do look like that girl who doesn't brush her hair, but people accept it.
It's a lot to brush. I mean, I wouldn't
I don't brush
you.
It, actually. That's the secret.
There you go.
Is I don't brush it.
Rock and roll.
That's a really
you
complicated
look, you look great today. And
thank
good,
you.
Good job.
I haven't washed my hair in 3 days.
Way to rock
really
it.
Just, I don't know.
Wow. If I didn't know what you look like, you'd be like,
no, yeah, and she looked.
I was under a bridge.
She looks good. It's not. Yeah,
she was under a bridge. She had a sign that said, "Will what manage your band for food?"
Yeah, then they just picked me up.
There's no obvious smell.
Will wash my hair
shampoo,
for shampoo.
All of us. So. I'm gonna jump to some other questions here. So, how often do you masturbate?
How often do I masturbate?
Yeah.
At
just
least
general frequency.
Like twice a week.
Twice a week.
Twice a
week.
Week.
Okay.
You know, are you currently in a relationship so those things
that
are being
does,
taken care
that
of?
Does like
or is that all that you need?
I am in a relationship, but I just really like it.
You still get your tune.
Just,
okay.
Yeah.
There you
go. I like so to provide like, for myself sometimes.
Good.
Yeah.
She deserved no, a dean on that one.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job.
Jake, same question to you. How? What's your frequency?
Definitely
Kenneth?
Daily.
Daily, yeah, okay. Good man.
Average guy answer.
It's a man's
good.
Answer.
You know?
It's healthy.
and yourself, clear. Ivan?
Yeah, daily at least.
Daily at least. That's a young man's answer.
Well, it depends on if it's a bad day or not. I mean,
right.
Does twice in a row count as two or?
Right, no one long one.
Right. Don't rough up the suspect.
That's not what we call it, honey.
If you chafe, then you have to count it as two.
Yeah, and then there's
or three,
and then you have a bonding session after.
Yeah,
when dust comes
see.
Out. Stop.
And so when you're doing that, I assume you enjoy the fullness of the internet.
Yeah.
What are your favorite keywords when you search for jerk?
Keywords. Well, it
black the, chicks, big the, booty.
The seasons change.
All right, then current. What's your current?
Current. There's the best friend's mom.
MILF porn is so popular.
Best what? Friend's mom.
Only if she's only
it's
if she's
a specific
under
MILF.
Yeah.
Jake, what's your favorite flavor?
Probably Zookeeper.
Whoa.
What?
Zookeeper.
Right out of the park there.
Either that or
Rick, I think
that or ass to mouth.
There's some
Rick, I think we
some
need
some hot chicks that keep
we
Zoom
need.
I quit the band. I'm done. I'm done.
I don't know what Zookeeper is. Rick, go to Urban Dictionary and find that out.
Google out. You want to do Zookeeper?
I know what ATM and
I know what ATM is but
because Rick like, told like, me years ago.
I think I showed you.
Oh. Yes.
And
yeah.
Now,
well,
open
not,
up.
Not in person, but you showed me
it
this.
Might, it might not have anything to do with animals, and maybe yeah. I want to do a zookeeper.
Maybe there's a hot
right,
chick
it could be cool. But Rick, Urban
zoo.
Dictionary, that.
I don't know what that
Cheyenne,
is.
Do you ever consult the internet?
I do.
Things?
I do consult the internet. I am a woman of the 21st century.
Excellent. And what are your favorite keywords?
I do, not for my own sexual pleasure, I do like the entertainment of young girl tries anal for the first time because it is so goddamn unreliable. There's no way that young girl tried anal for the first time and took it like a fucking champ. That's false. There were no tears. There were no cries for help.
Porno fucking, lies.
I know.
It's fun.
Does it?
Fucking
I had
bullshit.
No idea my boobs were supposed to look like that.
It's fun after, though, to just watch the first half of the video just to watch the terrible acting.
Oh,
does
yes.
Do they even make the second half of the video?
Not well... Clearly.
But I've never understood why pornos were longer than 5.5 minutes.
I only watch short clips myself. Yeah. I
do the scroll.
The scroll.
The quick scroll, through the positions. Like,
yeah.
Like, nope, yeah. Nope.
You guys are so lucky to grow up in this generation. And not
oh, yeah.
Fast forward it.
Or just accept what you had and you're all right, I'll just jerk off to this. There's nothing else around.
To the same still photo day after day, year after year.
I want
to
see what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, so I'll fast forward.
You would have
for
relationships with those girls in those magazines. Now, the sea of bodies on the internet, I don't know what anyone
to say.
Yeah.
Zookeeper, a group of individuals used to expose the true nature of the babwa.
What?
Is that a nickname?
Not,
Jake
I have no
Ask
idea
Jake.
What that even means.
Jake was making that shit up.
I was making that shit up. That was
pure problem. Oh, wait.
I'm trying to win.
Zookeeper's delight is the act of being double penetrated by two different species of animal, preferably in a zoo.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
You sick bastard.
Yeah.
Jake,
where else are you going to find these things?
How do you double penetrate a man?
It's not a man.
I'll show you later.
He just likes to watch women double penetrated.
It's finger cuffs, right?
Eiffel Tower.
Yes,
or two dicks in
yes.
one butthole.
Guys
oh,
can
yeah.
get DP'd like that.
Yeah.
Guys
like that.
Can, it's, well,
That's
I don't
flexible.
Want to say it's impossible, but it's harder for guys to get triple penetrated.
That's,
yeah.
Harder.
Yeah.
Then
not
that
impossible.
Is, not impossible. Yeah. Some guys
I've
are
seen
gay.
Video.
You got to be flexible, though. It's like.
You asked for this.
Well, you have to be flexible, or your partners have to be huge.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, okay. huge and
or,
flexible.
Or two tiny guys.
I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen for my taste at this point.
I see where you're going.
You're all sweating profusely.
Oh,
it's
yes.
hot, man.
I was hoping I was glistening.
I was,
it's more noticeable.
Oh, shit.
I was hoping it was the question.
A couple more questions.
It's a Christmas lights.
Nick, do you want to hit him with your favorite question?
All right. In your life, you're short.
Well, I like translate. Short. Have you ever...
Not short. I mean, in your young lives. That
have you ever...
Been lived... I mean...
What the hell?
I'm just saying, you guys are so young. But you might have met
so
some famous
rude.
And interesting people.
Oh, God.
And I would like to know, right. who are the most famous and who are the most interesting people you've ever
That's
met?
That's what he was getting to, Rick.
Somebody's I didn't mean your lives are going to be short. You guys are going to live long, fruitful lives. I promise you that.
He's just fish. Just tell him this.
He's a real nice way of saying,
what
and I hope you die. I hope you die.
It just that his first concert was Willie Nelson 5 years ago, hey, makes me feel really old.
Hey, Riku, what's wrong with Uncle Nick?
Oh,
you weren't ready.
You better
mind.
Not, Riku.
Riku's gone to bed. She wasn't paying attention.
Good.
Wake she up, Riku.
Riku's my bud. She wouldn't talk shit about me, dude.
No, she loves you.
Why would she do that?
What would Uncle Nick do?
Oh, yeah.
I'd just suck his dick.
Hey,
that's you, man. Anyway,
that was out of context.
No, you kind of did.
And a celebrity voice impersonator
to translate. Who's the most famous or interesting person you've ever met? We'll go with Cheyenne first.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't really met anyone famous.
So Nick Ramirez, pretty much?
Yeah.
Nick Ramirez, he was quite the catch. I did, I met Lacey J. Dalton.
There you go!
My Lacey's... sister's named after her.
Oh, wow.
And my sister is also equally interesting. So, but yeah, probably she's kind of famous around here.
Yeah, Lacey's J. Dalton.
Sexually.
Famous.
Yeah, she's cool.
Everybody's done Lacey.
Yeah.
I love her cookies.
She's, been around.
She's delicious. She tries to save the horses, so she's rad.
Yeah, my mom. God, that's my mom.
Your mom does that too.
Yeah, she's in the Wild Horse Preservation.
I did a show with her once.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a nice lady, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I opened for her up in Virginia City.
I've always heard good things about her. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, you don't want anything happen to those horses, huh?
Jake, same question.
Zoo
yeah, I sold a gun to Shaquille O'Neal.
Whoa!
I lived in Florida. And
that's awesome, dude.
Was it an unregistered gun so he could murder somebody?
No, it was definitely...
Mentally disturbed people feel pain quite as much as the rest of us.
That was the wrong sample. I meant to hit this.
That kind of worked, too, though.
There it was. No, I worked at Bass Pro Shops in Orlando, Florida. It's like Cabela's, kind of, for those of you who don't know what it is. And I
so they don't just sell bass.
No. That no, or suck. Pros. You know.
Or, or four string guitars.
Yeah, no, I definitely, he bought a Desert Eagle from us and... You know. Yeah.
Well, he's a licensed law enforcement officer, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we I was sitting there.
Shit, like Steven
pig.
Seagal.
Yeah, Steven Seagal too.
Right. No, but I
all in the South. Just pointing that out, y'all.
Pretty much. But we were getting ready to close. It was like an hour before closing time, so I was cleaning the counters.
Sexually.
I saw this. Yeah, pretty much. No,
don't
but I saw
derail
this,
him.
This shadow. You know, and I kind of looked up and looked back down, and I had to do a double take because I recognized
to see a shadow
him.
Is he's kind of
right.
Kind of a big
I'm 6 foot six. So,
right, you're
you know.
You're a big motherfucker.
Yeah, and he's I'm eye level with his chest. He's a very big guy. Yeah. So, you know, I was like, hey, you're Shaq, and he's like, yep, I want to buy a gun. I was like, all right, what do you want? He's like, get me two Desert Eagles.
All right.
I was like, all right,
damn.
We'll start the paperwork.
Slapped him on the counter.
That's a 50 caliber fucking
and all they look, you know.
We need to do a background check on
and
you,
he
Shaq.
Went one for each hand.
Right, yeah. No, but we did. We had to put him inside of our gun vault to do his paperwork because everybody was hounding him and he, you know, got tired of everyone. So.
He didn't have a
that poor
security or an entourage or anything.
Well, he had his family with him. He had his couple of his daughters.
Okay, but it wasn't like, you know, a couple guys in suits and like do-do-do.
I don't think he needs
just
that.
Just Shaq
at that
and,
point.
Like, a bunch
well,
of kids.
Yeah, he's a cop, dude. But no, you more have it for courtesy for, like, your kids or if there is some crazy fan with a knife coming up.
I'll take the 357. Knife, well, he is buying guns.
No, but that's really cool. He was just out and about and not living in fear of the world.
Right, yeah.
And then you guys gave him the privacy. That's also very
cool. Then you gave him the guns, and he's like, now fuck with me, motherfuckers.
Yeah, who wants an interview now?
I'll take
now,
the
bitch.
357 and the 30-aught and two of those Golden Eagles.
A hole in your motherfucking
Desert
leg.
Now, I want this box of ammo, but I want you to engrave a big S on the tip of every bullet.
So that when people get shot, they know.
You got shot,
they know
bitch.
They got shot.
Shacked.
They got shacked.
I'm shacked.
Ivan, who's the most famous person you ever met?
Well, Jake just trumped me. I feel like I've met famous people because my dad knows or has met famous people.
Mr. Vince Gates, right?
Yeah.
Fine.
Your dad
Reno
might
sound
be
engineer
the most.
Well, yeah, like,
interesting famous person.
My daddy's the most famous person.
Well, I mean, tied in for the Chargers.
And your mother.
Yeah.
She's Betty Rocker, dude.
Yeah, well, I don't know, he shared an elevator
she's
with Devo,
bust.
But.
Didn't you meet.
I met. I went to a. Honor choir in Santa Barbara, and I met the guy.
Daggett?
Riku!
God, she's so rude.
And I met the guy who started collegiate a cappella. Like,
dirty cocksucker.
Riku.
Didn't you meet.
Riku is not a homophobe.
Didn't you meet Victor
Wooten?
I thought
that was gay.
Oh, man. I'm trying to call you, dude.
I didn't actually meet him, but. I met the guy who started Collegiate Acapella, and then I met the guy who does all the vocals on Guitar Hero and Rock Band video games, and they were in a five-piece acapella group. with another dude that does...
That is nerdier than my daughter's name is Riku.
Wow.
That gets pretty nerdy.
That's all pretty gay.
I did a clinic with Victor Wooten, but
Nick,
that was about
let's hit
like
these
a medical
guys.
Clinic.
Let's wrap
yes,
this up.
Actually,
and are you sure he's not gay?
Are you sure he's gay?
you know,
he was gay, wasn't he?
You know how I know you're gay? The way you can't talk when your mouth is full.
Of my dick.
Your own
got
dick?
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Oh, no.
That was rude. I'm sorry.
That. Run, faggot. Asshole. Run.
Oh, yeah. Where is that?
Running, faggot, running. Free. He's a faggot. See the running faggot.
Are you guys familiar with the Kids in the Hall sketch comedy show?
Yes.
Yeah, we're off on a tangent now that has nothing to
do. Howdy, faggot.
Search running faggot.
Okay. Good to see you, faggot.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, look up running faggot out on the internet.
Suck
these
one
are the
dick, cocksucker.
These are the days I know.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
All right, rapid fires, Nick.
Oh, what? Right. I don't get my question.
No, go ahead, Rick.
Okay. Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Which type?
Number three.
Oh, number three. Yes, by accident.
Way to qualify.
Let's just get through this question.
I have
fast.
Not. No.
No.
Well,
haven't.
You should try harder.
it was like flipped up, so yeah.
Sam is so trying
I
hard.
I just couldn't reach
to not make eye contact right now.
Cheyenne.
He gets so many points for that, Rory. In front of his sister, that is awesome. Oh, my God. Where's my...
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Exactly.
A spunk trap would be good, wouldn't it? But what if spunk would be something dangerous?
I'm sorry. Continue.
Rapid fire?
No.
Yes, let's go
rapid
fire.
Did we get the third answer? We did.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, no, it was a no, no, and yes qualifier.
Accidentally, no, no.
Yes with an asterisk.
All right, Cheyenne, Elvis or Beatles?
The Beatles.
Jake?
Elvis.
Ivan?
Elvis.
All right, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Knew it.
All right.
Knew it.
Let's go with Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Han Solo.
Not you. You get Kirk or Picard.
Oh, Picard all the way.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Nick's branching tree flower of questions.
I can't pick Indy?
No, you good.
No, I would have picked Picard anyway.
Okay, so we got both answers that time. All right, let's make it more rapid. What do we got? AIDS or cancer?
Cancer? Oh,
fuck.
Oh.
AIDS.
Cancer, you can beat cancer.
Yes.
What did you say?
I said cancer.
Okay. Two cancers and one AIDS.
Yeah, but you can live right. with AIDS.
That's okay.
You would know.
Blind or deaf?
Well, okay.
Blind. Be a better musician.
Blind. Yeah.
Deaf.
Weed or beer?
Beer.
Beers.
Beers.
Almost burped, but I didn't.
Oh, man.
Oh, there we go.
On that note,
go.
Puke or diarrhea?
Ooh. Diarrhea is easier to deal with.
Puke, dude.
Puke.
Diarrhea is easier to deal with?
Yeah.
Well, you're already on the toilet. You don't have to find somewhere to do your diarrhea.
But your mouth is already exposed.
Well,
what if you're
out hiking
or
something?
Toilet water splashes in your face.
Yeah, you'll run out of sleeves eventually.
The worst is puking after you've diarrheaed it.
I know someone who's done it at the same time. They puke so hard they shit their pants.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm kidding. We've all almost been in that situation. If not already.
There's no almost
you grab
about
the
that
trash
shit.
Can while you sit on the toilet.
Yeah. The and then I sat and really worked it.
Jerry, get out of here, you old pervert.
All right.
Pervert.
Would you go with Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne?
Dio.
Ozzy.
Nice.
Ozzy.
Thank you. Ozzy?
Ozzy.
Okay.
Dio's
Would you go with Pat Benatar or would you go with Deborah Harry?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar.
Do you guys know who these are?
Because
people?
I don't even know who Deborah Harry
because
is. I'm
I don't impressed.
Know who she is.
Because
well,
I have no idea.
I have
no
people clue. Don't even know they're all, huh?
Because who's Deborah Harry?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because she kept her last name to get back at her husband or her ex-husband.
Oh.
Well, not only does he know her, he's aware of trivia.
Who the fuck is Deborah Harry?
Hey, Riku, what do you think of that shit?
Riku.
F and A.
All right, Ramones or The Clash?
The Clash.
Ramones.
The Clash.
All right, would you rather be redheaded or be a gay?
I like a redheaded or a gay.
Gay or ginger?
A gay.
He adjectivized a couple of nouns there.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger, yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you heard me. Because you were so still on that. Cheyenne?
Probably gay. Say gay. There's nothing wrong with either.
Good. Good job.
Way to win the whole quiz right there.
Thank
Way
you.
Okay.
If you... would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Arrested? Yeah, arrested.
Call the play.
Please don't answer in the form of a question because then we don't know.
I do that too.
Arrested. Getting arrested.
Because then we're not sure who's asking. Who.
Cold play or Nickelback?
Cold play?
I'd honestly rather eat dog shit.
Pick Cold one for the purposes of the next question.
Nickelback.
Sucks.
Cold play. I'm not happy. But.
Nickelbacker. Go for it. Nickelback or...
Herpes.
Nickelback.
Well, you'd eat dog shit, but you wouldn't get herpes?
that's kind of
dog shit
permanent.
Only lasts a couple minutes.
And you
herpes
know, you
is
don't,
forever.
Well, yeah, dog shit or herpes?
I've heard herpes just dog surprises.
What if you had
I've
to
heard
listen herpes. To Nickelback?
Nickelback lasts with you forever. Herpes, like, just comes and goes.
It's only seasonal. Yeah. But if you had to listen to Nickelback every day or just have herpes.
I'd definitely rather.
The only music in the world is Nickelback.
We just want to give you herpes, Jake. Come on.
Well,
just take the fucking herpes, bro.
He gave you an out. Come on, man.
Herpes.
Yay! Points!
Yay, herpes!
Give him points!
Yay!
Yeah, there you go. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul, of course.
Ringo.
What? Paul.
Wow. Points.
Paul's the best. Oh, my God.
What? You get points for Paul. Everybody loves Paul.
Ringo's the man.
Ringo's the favorite.
I wrote a song about an octopus. Lucky we still let you play the drums.
Candles!
All right. Do you prefer horror movies or comedies?
Comedies.
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 All right. Three Stooges or the Marx Brothers?
Marx Brothers all the way.
Nice.
Stooges.
Probably the Stooges.
All right. We had some young, educated kids, man. They know everything we're talking about. And even the old shit that I barely know.
They played
about.
It off pretty good.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ivan Drago or Clubber Lang?
I don't know who those people are.
Yeah. Ivan Drago or Clubber Lang?
Ivan Drago.
Damn straight.
Okay, well, yeah. That's what I mean.
Of course Ivan's going to vote for Ivan.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, switch it around.
Just for Cheyenne, those were two... boxers who fought with Rocky Balboa in a fictional world.
Oh, I see where we're okay. Paula
Creed,
I see the
Tommy,
full circle.
I haven't
had more definition.
Tommy Gunn.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now, Dolph Lundgren or Mr. T?
What the fuck?
That's a different question.
Is that a question?
Mr. T.
Yeah, see? You go to the opposite. Yeah.
I pity the fool who doesn't pick Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Clubber Lang.
So that was also a guess for you, who Mr. T was?
Wait, what?
You didn't know who Mr.
No,
T was?
No, I do. Oh, I do know who Mr. T. I actually bought napkins with his face on it once.
Nice! Yeah.
Oh, so you wiped napkins. Your face with
let's
his
do,
face?
Wiped my ass
Let's
with
do
his
a young people question. Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Wow.
Okay.
Snapchat are your chosen social media?
Snapchat. I have gotten a couple of nudes on Snapchat.
Snapchat's...
Hey. Wait, what was the question? Oh, which do you prefer?
Snapchat or anything else?
Or your chosen from the question before.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to go with Facebook for that one.
Yeah. You're an old man inside.
Nobody sends me pictures of their tits. So
Snapchat gets more interesting.
It's not for me.
have you ever seen a dead body?
No. Wait. No.
Would you like to?
You want to see a dead body?
Cheyenne?
I have not.
I have.
Wait, dude.
And that's
like,
all you need to know.
Yeah, that's fine. No, we don't have to elaborate, dude.
Yeah, no.
So,
some people
to
like to tell a story. Some people just
do
say
funerals
yay,
count.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of funeral dead bodies. I've seen
okay. No,
are you an
than
undertaker?
Funerals more?
Huh, me? No. Oh. No, I'm not.
Who,
all,
me?
How did you
all
see
his
a bunch?
Friends are dead.
All right, let's stop the quiz for a second. How did you see a bunch of dead bodies? What?
I've been to a bunch of
funeral bodies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the funeral bodies. Not like.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. He was in the Holocaust.
I also.
I thought perhaps you had a funeral home or something.
He's a survivor.
Let's see. I've seen. Well,
Albert Einstein or Albert Schweitzer.
Nobody was in the military here, right?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. No.
Narrow escape on that one. All right. Bad question. All right. For your last question, if you can live in a world with either Led Zeppelin or the Beatles, which one would you pick?
Beatles, because they have more range of music.
Ah, good reason.
Led Zeppelin, because John Bonham.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
I'd have to say the Beatles.
Okay. All right, Rory.
You're the rocker of the group.
Yeah.
Well, on points alone, it was actually a tight battle. It was a near tie. And
I wonder who won.
I'm not really paying attention. I'm going to have to give it to Jake.
Oh!
Oh,
you
upset.
A stunning upset.
Stunning upset.
Yeah. He always goes with the girls.
He always goes with the girl. And then I thought, Ivan had some great ones. Fuck, that's crazy.
Jake is a sexy motherfucker, though.
I guess Jake's wearing a lower cut shirt than I.
Jake, you won because I knew the two of them were going to think that.
Oh.
So you get my completely
Rena arbitrary bitch.
No, not a sympathy win. The rigged my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Rory.
Rory does judge it, so we can't.
He's just being.
Like I said, judge.
I'm sure you had it, Cheyenne. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Somebody believing me.
I voted for you.
It was very close. You only edged
okay.
it.
You didn't even.
You don't
want to
win.
You didn't even write anything
you don't
down.
Win,
I did.
Did
I did so.
Okay,
see,
those are just.
You
right.
don't
want to
win
all
just
because
right.
you're.
Those are just numbers.
Yeah,
I was scoring you.
He knew who was going to win before he even started asking.
No, you
the
had great answers.
Thank you. I
shut up,
so.
Chewy.
There's a
stop flirting in here, please.
There's a sudden death match, right?
Hey, it's better.
Yeah,
fist fight.
You want to do sudden death?
Yeah, give me.
We've never had a sudden death before.
Oh no, I was joking.
All right, Rick, more music, something more dramatic.
Oh my god,
yeah, what the fuck?
Put something on short. Dramatic.
Sudden death.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
3.
12.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sudden death.
Yeah, that makes you a winner.
It's not very sudden.
Jake.
Yeah.
You're fired.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're fired.
Jake, you grabbed defeat from the jaws of victory.
Well, no, it was actually Ivan who yelled out sudden death. Jake was actually probably content to keep his
title.
Yeah,
I was fine with that. Ivan, thanks a lot.
I lost two, okay?
He lost twice, okay? It's hard for him.
Yeah, sudden death. One question.
Well, that was a rigged question.
I want to ask you, how did you get this gig managing these guys?
Jake and I went to high school together. We weren't really close. We were kind of friends.
What school?
Dayton High School.
Oh,
Dust Devils.
Yes.
Nice.
But
no, not nice.
Yeah, homegrown.
I mean, it was okay.
Battleborn.
It was okay. There's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
You
went there a year.
And whatever.
A
and there was still a lot of bullshit.
At the time.
And a lot of homegrown
lot of
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you pronounce the T
homegrown.
In Dayton?
No, we don't.
Dayton.
It's more like a
Dayton.
Dayton.
Dayton says Dayton.
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 Are you guys Dayton?
Like we've been Dayton?
Are you dating anyone?
I am dating.
Okay.
What did I say about flirting? Back the fuck off
no.
our manager.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm spoken for too.
It's
I'm good.
Chewy.
I'm good.
It's all chewy.
I was just making fun of the word dating.
Dayton, yeah.
Hey, Sam, are you interested in a job on a podcast?
Yes. Always.
She's good, yeah.
I know. She's.
What kind of job?
Bringing
on
the
ooh, sexually?
You do
yeah,
it.
Really.
Do you want to be an intern?
Ivan, no, you can't say. Sexually about comments about your sister, I'm afraid.
That's terrible.
Sam, who's calling you?
My work is calling
you. Oh, can I answer?
Yeah,
no, it's your work. It's your
hello?
Work.
We're taking a
put it on
call
speaker.
Here. Everybody,
hey, Courtney.
Put her on the phone.
She says she's
put her
sorry.
On the mic.
There for an eyebrow wax and a lip wax.
Ooh, shit.
Wait, who?
What?
She was in here earlier in the day, like the morning, for an eyebrow and lip wax.
I think I do. Did she also do her hair?
She got a mustache.
She's getting her hair done right now.
Okay, I
so
remember
it's like
her.
10 o'clock at night. Cash on drawer number one. It says I'm over $40.
Oh no!
Yeah,
$40? She paid for that in cash. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why it says I'm over $40 then, because I counted everything.
Just take
is it on drawer number two?
No, and I did drawer number two, and everything was fine. Like the cash was fine, the totals were fine.
Everybody knows so, 40. This 40 over is really 10 over.
Of Reno commerce and mercantilism brought to you by.
Does anybody need a bikini?
$40.
I need my bikini waxed.
But now we have this. People have heard this podcast.
Nobody that
where
works
she
there.
We don't know her. Let's give it a little plug.
The drawer was fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tangerine
That's
Salon.
Really, I really don't know.
Do you want me to come down and count it over?
I think I crossed it on number two. I'm so sorry.
Will you tell her you're on a radio show right now and you have
okay.
to go?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Okay. She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
What?
Honey, how would Riku even know that?
This right. is funny.
Hey, however, this show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, a little Reno retailer, Reno Computer Fix, found on South Wells, where you can get your computer fixed, buy a new refurbished one, buy art, bring your dog in, bring your kids in, shoot people with Nerf guns. It's lots of fun. Reno Computer Fix on South Wells.
Yay!
Reno Computer Fix.
Whoa.
Boom.
Thank you, Max. Hey, let's hear some music, you guys.
Music!
Yeah, let's do a double shot.
Double shot, and then we're going to get the hell out of
double
here.
Double shot?
Nice.
Okay, we'll do Coming Home after... We'll do Coming Home right now, and then we'll do Little Ways, huh?
Okay.
All right, these two are not mine. Did not write them. First one is called Coming Home. It's by a dude named Robert Ellis out of Houston, Texas. Check him out. He's pretty good. So, off the album Photographs. All right,
I grow tired of the folks in this town, and my back and shoulders ache from sleeping on the ground. Being in a car ain't the best thing, but it gets me where I'm going. Helps just knowing that I'm on my way back home. It's a 3-hour drive where I am, where I want to be. Now I got nothing but this stretch road between my love and me. Drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, trying to stay away. If you haven't seen my baby, tell her that I'm on my way. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Rolling Hills, Boston, the place where I belong. Coming home. Coming home. Being gone's just fine, honey, but I love coming home. Sound of my wheels are spinning. Become hypnotized, and the longer I'm moving along, I wouldn't trade this feat for anything in the world. Headed back to Houston, headed back to see my little girl. And the 71 goes over to Interstate 10. You know you're headed east and back on track to your home again. I got Lefty Willie hiking town to keep me company. I'm headed back Houston, headed back sea, baby. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Rolling Hills, Boston, the place I belong. Coming home, I'm coming home. Being gone's just fine, honey, but I love coming home. I said being gone's just fine, honey, I love coming home.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Fuck. The best part of that was when Sam accidentally squeaked a little out in the quiet part, and it made her brother laugh like she farted.
Well, she didn't fart, but she also didn't. Yeah.
All right. Next one's a Dwight Yoakam tune.
Nice.
It's called Little Ways.
You got your little way. Hurt me, you know just how to tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way. Hurt me, they're not too big, they're real tough. Cause one cold look from you can knock me down. To look at you and me, no one would ever know. The pain that I've endured, cause I won't let it show. My friends would laugh out loud. They only do the truth about how I'm just your lovesick fool. You got your little way. Hurt me, you know just how to tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way. Hurt me, they're not too big. They're real tough. Cause one cold look from you can knock me down. In my eyes, somehow be a clue. No one here would ever suspect sweet little you. I've heard rumors of the truth, but I kept it quiet. Cause I'm too ashamed to let them know you make me cry. You got your little ways hurt me. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You've got your little ways. Hurt me, they're not too big. They're real tough. Just one cold look, you can knock me down. Your little ways can knock me to the ground.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Brad.
We don't get a lot of country in here.
No,
we appreciate
that was nice,
it.
Man. So, I like Dwight Yoakam. He's good.
He's badass.
Where can we find you online? We can find
Fuck
you on the
him.
Facebookery.
Yeah, we're on Facebook at Jake Houston and Tin Can String Band. I believe that's the slash as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Facebook.com/. Website is in production.
Nice.
Got to buy a domain name. But we'll have that soon. TinCanStringBand.com. Check back.
Nice.
In a week. Mm-hmm. We'll have that up.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then from there, we're on Reverb Nation as well, which we'll have
you
music
just,
soon as well.
We, oh, okay, good.
We are currently in the process of getting together an EP. We
yes.
don't have any original stuff out there yet as a string band.
Right.
But we're in the process of creating an EP, so look out for that.
Yeah. Videos and all that as well.
I wonder who's recording it.
Probably Vince Gates. The guess.
If only you had a really qualified engineer in your family.
You guys grew up in Carson, right?
Well,
we were born here in
Sparks.
Oh, wow.
And we moved to Elk Grove it's for like 3 years and then came back to Carson. So it's mostly in Carson, yes.
But you're Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Reno.
Jake, where are you from?
Yeah, I was born in Reno, raised in Carson City. I moved to Florida for a while. You know,
shot
saw
a man
the
in
south
Reno.
And kind of.
Yeah, the south.
Came back, yeah.
Beast so into itself. You guys are native Nevada music, dude.
Yes,
like,
quite,
it's in
yes.
your blood.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know both your folks, and they're amazing musicians.
Thanks.
And to see Amen. You today.
And longtime parts
in
of the
front
Reno
of me
music
oh, yeah.
scene.
Doing this.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's beautiful that their genes got in there on both of you.
I know. Yeah. I'm so tired of wearing their
And you're
their
both
jeans.
Really good.
Well, thank you. I mean,
thanks.
congratulations to you, all three of you guys. Like,
congratulations,
you guys
to my parents and also to Jake's parents.
Yeah,
because we're
you
fucking
tell your
cool.
parents they said they're rad.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Right on.
Who said that?
And remind me again, where's the next? When's the next time people can catch you live?
27th.
The 27th at the Cantina in Sparks.
That's soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is this Saturday.
It's very soon. It's Saturday.
No, is it Saturday?
It is Saturday.
It is okay. On a Saturday.
We are
this
from.
Saturday. This Saturday.
I'm hoping it's this one.
8:30 yeah, to 9:15.
Cool. I'll just show up every Saturday until yeah, I get to play.
I know that's this Saturday because that's also opening weekend, Friday the 26th, for oh. Evil Dead, the musical, the Good Luck the Macbeth Theater, like
so
I mentioned before.
So somebody in this room is not going to be coming to our show.
Yeah, well.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
yeah
sorry. I'll be.
You.
I'm looking around going, what are you, that
might have to
dick
work.
Of a manager? No, yeah, I will not be there.
Ivan didn't show up to the show. We don't know what happened.
So. Does anybody in the crowd play bass?
And have one because
I bet
they
do.
It either. Totally.
Very cool. Yeah, I won't be there, but I'll be at my show wishing your show well, for sure. For yeah. sure.
And us to you, too.
Yes.
As well, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget, get your tickets online. Come see the show. We only run for 6 weeks with our final show on Halloween at midnight.
Ooh.
That's right.
Rocky. Competing against Rocky Horror Picture Show that I'm also involved of at 8 o'clock and midnight at Cargo Downtown. And I'll be at that.
Yeah,
he's a man could, of many talents.
I bet you could.
He wears many hats,
musicals,
many yeah.
and
sexy
that's it.
Hats.
I bring you Halloween.
It's perfect.
I bet you could run an after-hours sweat lodge here. I think you.
I think we lost
are.
A couple pounds.
Yeah,
here.
I'm
all of us.
My I've been trying. I've been trying to get into shape
it's
for Rocky.
Hot as
I
balls
need
in
this.
Well, it's like being in a 1920s juke joint in the South.
There you go.
So that's what it's like.
Rick or Nate, you got anything coming up this weekend
yes!
that we talk about?
Yes, yes, yes. Friday at if you don't make it to the Evil Dead debut show, then please, the debut show of Karma, the new band, is going
Ooh.
To be at Cargo at 7 p.m. It's $5
that's
to get in.
That's also
going to
be cool.
What and day? So it's a little bit cheaper. Friday, the 26th.
Mm.
So.
What do you got going
well,
on, Nick?
If you can't do that and you want to go see Stabby Unicorn's new video,
Jesus,
you got to go to Jub Jub's on Friday and go see Stabby Unicorn
Fuck.
With Odnosis and Candy Shop.
Odnosis is playing
and another
oh,
band
yeah.
that I forgot.
He got a brand new Purdy guitar and orange.
And he
oh,
just
yeah.
got a new computer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What a fucking dick.
His dick and his feminine hips.
That's yeah.
Come see Candy Shop, dude. We've been practicing. We can't wait to see Cheyenne. That's Riku's ma from
yeah,
the show.
Yeah. And not this Cheyenne.
My second
Cheyenne.
Favorite Cheyenne,
oh.
who's in my band, because you're now my first favorite.
Oh,
Cheyenne.
Okay. You're not even in your band, so that's exciting.
Just kidding.
ladies and gentlemen, there's a busy effing weekend here in the Reno area. Get out and
get
see
out.
Something cool.
Go to all of it.
Get out yeah. now.
Or go
Four.
Start your own band.
Get out now.
For Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Nate the production associate, and all the other assholes involved in the show, including the band, Jake Houston and the Tin Can String Band.
Let's say Strice, too.
And Strice.
We never, ever talk about.
I've seen you Lodgy Wan.
I'm fucking up this whole thing. Sorry, bro.
You
go did, ahead, Rory. I'm sorry.
You're good now.
Goodbye, everybody. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
I'm 500 miles. Teardrops fell on Mama's nose when I read the thing she wrote. She said, "We miss you, son, we love you, come on home." No, I didn't have to pack, I had it all right on my back. But I'm 500 miles away from home, away from home, away from home, cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm 500 miles away from home.
Lord, I know this is the same road I took when I left home. Sure looks different now. I guess I look different too.
everything. Lord, I wonder what they'll say when they see their boy looking this way. Oh, I wonder what they'll say when I get home. Can't remember when I ate. It's just thumb and walking away. I'm 500 miles away from home. If my luck had been just right, I'd be with them all tonight. I'm 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home. Cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm 500 miles away from home. Oh, I'm still 500 miles away from home.
A little rat piss for good luck.
Dogwater Studios.
A little rectal reminder.
Got it.